The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, good morning and welcome to the morning drive. It helps if I turn the microphone on. hey, what do you get? You know, I'm a volunteer. They get what they pay for. So this is the morning drive, WTBR 89.7 FM and 88.1 in Lee. So welcome to Monday morning. It is March 9th, and I am Brian Burkle. I'll be your host today. As always, we are live and local here at our WTBR studio on Federico Drive. And today we have a couple guests in-house. We are going to be talking about some great events that are coming up that really serve our community. We have Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter both here from the Berkshire Dream Center, and they have their big gala coming up this very soon. So they'll be talking all about that. And I have Jeannie Schackenberger, who is here today to talk about an event that's coming up to raise money for Roots Rising in the as a memorial to Russell Yannick, who we lost a few years ago. So before we get into all that, let's check out the Berkshire weather.
Berkshire weather. WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area, rest of tonight, mostly clear and cold. Near steady temperature in the mid-30s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Monday, sunny. Night is cool with highs around 60. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Monday night, clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour in the evening. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right. Well, that is the weather coming in for this March 9th. It does feel an awful lot like springtime, doesn't it?
Sure does.
Yeah. Sure does.
Yeah, about time. But I think we know better than to put our full faith in this. We know we could be up for another little storm, or big storm, right, for that matter. So again, this morning, thank you everybody for joining us. It is Monday. Welcome to Monday. Yay. Yeah, we'll be at Friday before you know it. But we have in-house Jesse Miner, who is the assistant director and the lead pastor for the Berkshire Dream Center, and Rebecca Hunter with the Berkshire Dream Center. And we have Jeannie Schnackenberger, who is here today to talk about an event that's coming up in a week and a half from now, so or 2 weekends from now. So good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
I want to start with Jeannie, if you don't mind. Maybe just kind of give a little overview, Jeannie, about what's on your plate. What are you here to talk about?
Yeah, so my friend Jennifer Yane, who is a teacher at the Herberg Middle School, social studies teacher for the over 20 years, her husband passed away about a year and a half ago, and we've been supporting her in finding a way to contribute to the community. And she found Roots Rising as a nice pairing for what Russell did in life. You know, he was a creative in the food industry and a beloved chef, and always gave back to his family and friends and community. And to do that pairing with Roots Rising seemed like a right fit, since they are planning to build a commercial kitchen. We thought to do a benefit at the Country Club of Pittsfield coming up on March 21st.
Which is a week from this Saturday.
Correct. Yeah. And we will be having entertainment and light bites. There'll be a silent auction and baskets to raffle. So it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, it's called Cards and Karaoke, right?
That's right, so Cards and Karaoke.
The cards part is what? Is like a...
Yeah, so Mark's Entertainment is coming, and they'll have several tables to do some gambling, and all of the gambling money will actually go towards the raffle tickets that you will receive that you can then put into the baskets mm-hmm. that are on display. So Mark's Entertainment will have a blackjack and poker, also craps table and roulette.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a casino night kind
yeah,
of event.
Yeah, absolutely. Casino night where, you know, something lucky.
Yeah. But so when you with the price of admission, is that how you get the tokens or money or whatever that
that's
you're going to use throughout?
Right. Okay. So the tickets for a couple are $100 mm-hmm. and the tickets for a single person would be $60. Mm-hmm. And you are given a cup of tokens, which I'm saying in air quotes is $1,000 to gamble
mm-hmm.
with.
Yep.
But that money or tokens will then be cashed in later with the pit boss, mm-hmm. where then you can get raffle tickets to put into the baskets.
Yeah. So those winnings, you can mm-hmm. use those to, like you said, go for the drawing for all those different prizes.
Correct.
Sort of like a Chuck E. Cheese. Right, at the end, you get all your tickets
that's
and you go up
right,
and get your prizes.
Like a Chuck E. Cheese. I love that.
And then the other half of that is karaoke.
That's right. We're okay. going to have Encore Audio. My friend Darren O'Brien is going to have his musical setup there mm-hmm. with lights, and it'll be a fun experience for mm-hmm. those who have the will and the gall to yeah. get up and sing a tune or two.
So it's not required.
It's not required, but right? boy, okay. we do encourage it because it's going to just add to the whole night.
Yeah.
For
right.
sure.
All right. But if it's not your thing, don't
that's
worry.
Right.
It's
no
not a requirement.
Fret.
You can just come and play and enjoy
that's
some of the gifts
right.
and the socializing. Yeah. All right. So the way that somebody can be involved with that event, if they're interested in getting tickets, what's the best way to do that?
So we did make a website that will be up and running called cardsforrussell.com. And it's... Russell is R-U-S-S-E-L-L. Okay. So cardsforrussell.com. We'll also, you can also purchase tickets through the Eventbrite that is on the Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And there are quite a few of us volunteers that are part of the committee, mm-hmm. the Friends of Russell Yanig, that you can also get tickets through.
So who would that be? You want to share some names?
And yeah,
if
absolutely.
If anybody out there recognizes
so
these folks, they can call them directly.
Yeah, we have Jen Yanig, Silvana Kirby, Valerie Landfair, Kim Winger, Gina Kirchner, Bianca Whalen, or Hoff. Forget her last name. Me, Jeannie Schnackenberg.
Yeah, so that's so if anybody out there knows any of those folks, those are people that you could reach out to, get a little more information because they're on the committee for this event. Also, you can go to cardsforrussell.com, at least maybe tomorrow anyway, that'll be set up, right?
Yes.
Through Facebook. And then the proceeds go to Roots Rising.
That's correct.
Right.
And so the website is not necessarily on Facebook, but Facebook mm-hmm. does have a site for the Eventbrite.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Jen Yanig would probably be the mm-hmm. the main host, but any of those volunteers that I had mentioned will also have it on their pages as well.
Yeah. And it sounds like a nice, it's a different kind of event. So I think it'd be a lot of fun. You know,
yeah,
have a casino night and karaoke and just a good night out, especially, you know, still being March. You know, that's like I said, we could be looking at snow again, so it'd be nice to, you know, kind of shake off some of that cabin fever, right? So it's a nice event, good time of year to have something like that.
Absolutely. Great. Everybody needs to shake a leg, put on their sequins and their lucky cowboy hats and come on out and have some fun.
Yep. All right, good. Well, thank you. Thank you, Jeannie.
Thank you.
So also in-house, we have representation from the Berkshire Dream Center. And you guys have been in here before, and you've always got so much to share. You guys do so much for this community. It's really amazing what you do. And so love to talk about your upcoming event. And again, just kind of circle back for people who don't know much about the Dream Center, what it is that you do for this community, which, again, the list is long. So you've got you offer a lot of great services to this community. So thank you. So Jesse Miner, you're the assistant director and a lead pastor at the church, right? Mm-hmm. And Rebecca Hunter.
Yes.
Good morning, both of you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us. Yeah.
So since we're talking about events, why don't we stick with that first? You guys want to make an announcement about something that's coming up?
Yeah, so on May 8th, Friday, we are having our third annual gala event at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. Mm-hmm. And it's our biggest fundraiser of the year. And we're excited to do it again this time around. And we're trying to make it a really great experience. Mm-hmm. Because we have a silent auction, we have live entertainment, we have guest speakers. So it's really a kind of, you know, unique experience. And it's a great way to connect with the community leaders and and get everyone together to support the work that we do.
Yeah. And so this is the third year, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And it's at the Berkshire Country Club. Or, I'm sorry, Berkshire Hills.
Berkshire Hills.
Country Club, right? You know, I had the privilege of joining you guys last year. You guys do a really fantastic job. It's a class A event. So I encourage anybody to. Yeah, you not only try, but you succeeded. You do a good job with it. And so tell me a little bit. You mentioned that you have sort of a theme for this, right, where it's more about next generation, I think you said.
Mm-hmm.
Can you kind of get into that a little bit more and tell me what that means to you?
Sure. So each year, the last 2 years, we've kind of picked a theme that we want to focus on for the gala event, the Night of Dreams. And at the Berkshire Dream Center, that is one thing that we focus on in general is dream, right? Dream big, revitalizing dreams, restoring hope, and helping people to, you know, find their full potential in life. And so we believe at the Berkshire Dream Center that, of course, the children, teenagers, what we consider next generation, I mean, that is our future. That is our future at the center. It is our future in Pittsfield. It is our future in the greater community and the state and the nation. And so we are really committed to making the Berkshire Dream Center like a community hub for what we consider the next generation, so that we can break through barriers and struggles that many of the adults in our community are facing and try to, you know, build the children up when they're young, so that when they are adults, they're at a better place than we see a lot of people in our community. And so the theme of our gala this year is Next Generation. And it is breaking the cycle, rewriting the story. Mm-hmm. And that's really important. We want the community to also feel that they can have a part in that. And so by supporting our gala, whether coming in attendance and, you know, purchasing ticket sales, being a business sponsor, or donating prizes for the silent auction, any of those things, that gives an individual or a business the opportunity to say, yes, I too can have a part in rewriting the story of so many children in our community who desperately, desperately need it.
Mm-hmm. And that is such a big, important piece of our future, is that trying to break that cycle, like you said, right? Because a lot of, unfortunately, a lot of people who need your services, it's come from generational despair and setbacks. So it's great that you're mindful of trying to give people that better foundation, right? Have given children more of a foundation and maybe some better coping skills through the support that they'll get, so that they have a more bright future. right? Mm-hmm. More opportunities in life. So that is the focus, right? Now, I know that, you know, traditionally, I mean, for a long time, you guys have done a lot of things for youth, right? You've had a lot of youth-focused activities. Mm-hmm. For one, I know, you know, it's still a ways off at this point, but we just went through at Christmas. Mm-hmm. You guys have the Miracle at Morningside, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And just real quick, I know it's not in season, but just sort of give an idea of what that program is about to kind of build what you're saying about, you know, attending to the next generation.
Well, we've been blessed for, 8 years now to be able to go into Morningside Elementary School for Christmas. We do it right before school lets out for Christmas break, and we are able to provide every student in the school with typically 3 presents each. And we bring a whole team of volunteers, you know, from the Dream Center in to distribute those gifts. And so we've had a great partnership with the school, mm-hmm. where they've allowed us to come in and really just bless the children that are there. Some of those children, those are the only Christmas presents that they even receive. And it's amazing just to see how excited they are. That's why it's been termed Miracle at Morningside, because it really is like, you know, a miraculous event to them. They look forward to it all fall. And the day that finally comes, that the kids are just bursting with excitement. And it's really very special, you know, for them, but also for us. It really is special to us. And that's a great segue really that you brought up, because after this past Christmas and having such a successful event with our Miracle at Morningside, is that, you know, we started thinking about how, you know, we're doing all this for them at Christmas time. We want to be doing this kind of stuff for them all year. And so as the next generation director, I've really put a big effort into collaborating on many events coming up for the remainder of the school year with the staff there at the school. And we're just so excited to be able to work with them and to have those relationships with those children that are right in our community, right around the corner from our building. And we're super excited. We're actually hosting a dinner for them this Wednesday. And, you know, it's such a privilege to be able to serve them and to help them, you know, just see how amazing they are. And that, like, the Berkshire Dream Center is a place that is safe, and it's a place they can go to for support at any time, you know?
Yeah. And you mentioned the dinner on this coming Wednesday?
Yes.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about that.
It's called Dinner with the Dean. So it is the event through Morningside. It's their event, but we're hosting it. Mm-hmm. And so every child, every class selects one child to, you know, that they want to recognize as having exemplary performance in school, not just academically, but, you know, behaviorally and with socially with their friends. And so they recognize one student to have dinner with the dean. Mm-hmm. And so we'll be hosting the event and serving them their dinner while the staff at the school, you know, recognize each child that is receiving an award, and they get a certificate, and it's just like a special night for them. But for them to be able to come to us into our dining room and have it like a banquet event, and it'll be decorated for them, and all the kids that are there are also going to get to walk home with a special surprise from us that they don't know about yet. So we're really excited to have them.
And that's going to be, so when you say you're hosting it downstairs in the Bright Morning Star kitchen, right?
Yes.
Where you have the dining room. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, so in addition to that, I know that, what are the hours for the kitchen? When do you serve dinners?
So it's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, and then takeouts from 5:30 to 6.
Okay. And then going back to, you know, putting attention on the next generation and the youth. You've implemented this year for your dinner schedule, one day a week, Tuesdays, is it? Something that's youth-oriented, some sort of activity, right?
The first Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
So that way it's an easy remember. So we actually just had it this past Tuesday, and so the next one will be April 7th. And so it's during our normal dinner service. So, of course, we're open to the public, but we just making that particular dinner very you know, kid friendly and, you know, catering toward them. So they get to come in, enjoy a nice dinner with their family. All the children get a special dessert that's only for them, which of course makes them very happy. And then there's some type of activity given to them as well that particular evening. So this past week we did like a cookie decorating activity, which also ended up being their dessert, of course. Next month it will be like face painting. So each month they'll get to come in and they'll get to have like this whole special night. And it's only been 2 months, February and March, but they've been very popular and busy. And the great part is a lot of new families coming in the door, and that's exactly what we love to see.
Yeah. And then this week is face painting?
Well, it'll be next month.
Next month.
Yep.
Okay.
April 7th.
Right. Mm-hmm. April 7th. Right. Those type of things are inviting to families that maybe the kids didn't want to come to this, to the setting before, or were unfamiliar with it, or the families were unfamiliar with it. So this is a great opportunity to draw people in and get them in the door so they see what you do. Right. Mm-hmm. So we've talked before about your dining room and how it is really inviting and comfortable. I mean, it's like any other restaurant.
It is a restaurant.
It is. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And it is open to anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, do people, how does somebody show up? Do they need to make a reservation or?
They just walk in the door.
Okay. And again, the times on that and the hours?
So again, that's Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30 is our sit-in experience, and then the takeout is from 5:30 to 6.
Okay, great. So with the Dream Center, you guys, in addition to that, you also have the market, right? The Bread of Life Market.
Mm-hmm.
Can we talk a little bit about what that is and how that operates?
Yeah, so that is our pantry that we have at the building that people come in and get bags of food on Thursday and Friday mornings. We also have it on Wednesday nights, too. So if people that are working during the day, they can make an appointment for Wednesday evening. So it's really kind of, for anybody that needs any extra food assistance that can come in on those times.
Mm-hmm. And the model is one where you can kind of shop around on your own, right?
Mm-hmm. Like a little mini grocery store.
Yeah.
So they just come in and then they can pick the items that they personally want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All of our programs, like with food, are designed about creating or reestablishing dignity that a lot of people that may be struggling feel like they maybe have lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they come in for the market, you know, it's not just like, here's food, you know, see you later. They get to come in and shop.
Mm-hmm.
The restaurant, the same thing. A lot of these people, they would never be able to go out to eat otherwise. And so this is creating that experience for them that, you know, they get to come down and be fully served. That's usually a shocker, honestly, to new people because they're used to maybe going to places where it's, you know, like maybe buffet style, or they just go down a line and someone hands them a plate. But to be sitting at a table and be served the entire time is, you know, it provides that sense of like, you know, wow, they really value me. Mm-hmm. And we do.
Oh, I know.
We honestly do. So we're very happy to be able to serve them.
Mm-hmm. And so the food that you serve, obviously, I'm assuming it comes from donations, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where do those donations come from? What can people do to be a part of that?
Our main donation organization is the Western Mass Food Bank. Every Tuesday, we get two pallets full of food that comes in. It's about 3,600 pounds of food that comes in on a box truck that we unload every Tuesday. So if you're out there and you want something to do on a Tuesday and you want to help unload, that would be wonderful.
That's another just show up.
That's another just show up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just bring your muscles.
Yeah exactly. And there's other various organizations that have donated food. I know Roots Rising has definitely donated food to us. Mm-hmm. So there's, even individuals can donate food. We have people drop off stuff all the time. So it's not just specifically we take only from organizations, but anyone can drop off food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anybody can drop off food.
Mm-hmm.
And then anybody can show up and help unload the boxes off the truck that comes in once a week. You said
if you want to come and do it, maybe a one time thing. But if it's a more consistent basis that you want to volunteer, we do run the volunteer orientation every Tuesday, the first Tuesday of every month from 6 to 7. So I personally do that. And so if you're looking to do the volunteering more regularly, then that would be the time to come in and get kind of trained up and see how we do things and get a tour of the whole building and see all the different outreaches that we do.
Yeah. And again, with all those outreaches, you've also got the clothing boutique.
It's called Clothed in Love. It's a clothing ministry. It's not a boutique, though. That is something we did in the past. Now, and for the last 5 years now, I believe it's based on requests.
Okay.
So if a family or an individual, you know, is in need of clothing, shoes, outerwear, then they can put in a request, you know, for what they need. And then our team works, you know, behind the scenes, because it's all in storage space, to create what we call like clothing packages for each person that's requested. And then when it's ready, they come and pick it up.
Okay.
And that is quite a large program. We serve, you know, hundreds to probably at least 1,000 people a year through clothing in that way.
Yeah. So again, another very valuable resource, a necessity, right? So you guys, you're covering those basic needs, right? Clothing, food, but you also address education in the sense that you have the bookstore, right? You still have the bookstore. So tell us a little bit about the bookstore.
Yeah, the bookstore is kind of right off to the side of our outreach office, and that is where we have a lot of faith-based materials, and it's run by my mother-in-law, Kathy Chapman. We have, you know, Bibles in there. We have children's books. We have other little knickknacks like mugs and a little bit of jewelry and just some other things to kind of help encourage people throughout their week.
And, of course, all of this costs money, right?
Of course.
So the, one of those ways that you guys are able to support all those services that you do to help our community is through what's coming up.
The gala.
Yeah. And that's going to be when?
It's May 8th. It's called the Night of Dreams, and it will be at the Berkshire Hills Country Club. You can get your tickets if you go online to our website, and there's a link there. It'll take you right to the site for the tickets. And if you purchase your tickets by March 15th, there is a 10% discount. The discount code is DREAMBIG26, and that'll save you a little bit of money.
So March 15th is the deadline for the discount.
Yes.
And that's coming up. Next week.
Yes.
So so after this weekend, the prices will increase. So if you're looking for it to you know, get a 10% discount on this, we encourage you to go online and buy your tickets now.
Yes.
And what's happening at the gala? Do you have any entertainment or what's
Yeah, so we have two performers. One of them, his name is Ben Lane. He's actually been at the Berkshire Dream Center for a couple of concerts in previous years. So he and another gentleman named Eric Brumley is going to be kind of doing a dual performance. So they're going to be performing songs that they've written, and they've been long friends, so they know each other. And so we're excited to have them perform for us.
That'll be good. So dinner and entertainment.
Yep.
Yeah. And like I said, you know, I had the privilege of going last year, and then you guys really do a really classy event. So nice job. So I encourage anybody who's free that night, May 8th, to consider supporting the Berkshire County Dream or the Pittsfield, or no, the Berkshire Dream Center, which we'll get into that too, because you guys do cover needs across the county. You know, we talk a lot about Morningside because that's your neighbor, right? That's your neighborhood. But you guys really do reach out with the mobile food pantry and a couple other services. So you do in fact try to serve the entire county. So we come back up from our break, we'll talk about that. And also when we come back, we'll also revisit with Jeannie Schackenberg about the upcoming event to raise money for Roots Rising. That'll be coming up a week from this Saturday on the 21st, and we'll get into that. So in the meantime, we're just going to take a quick pause for station identification. We're going to thank our underwriters, and then we will return. You're listening to WTBR 89.7, WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Stay tuned for more Morning Drive here on WTBR-FM.
You're tuned to Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield and 88.1 WSBR Lee.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union, proud to support high school arts and sports programs to help our community thrive. Greylock Federal, with locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org.
And from UCP of Western Massachusetts. UCP of Western Mass is hiring full and part-time opportunities to provide a life without limits for people with disabilities. For more information, ucpwma.org/jobs.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Where does democracy actually begin? Well, it begins right here at home, at our local city and school meetings, the place where really big decisions are made that affect you and your family directly. With good TV coverage, these decisions are transparent, our residents are well-informed, and elected officials are held accountable. Without reliable coverage, these decisions go under the radar. Support PCTV's local meeting coverage today. Pittsfield Community Television. Democracy starts here.
Tired of the same old on the radio?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, it's all the same day.
Hi, I'm Hannah. Each week I search the archives for hidden gems from your favorite artists, plus all the latest releases and rock trivia. Please join me for Deep Cuts, Thursdays, 4 to 6, at 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. Free community college for any Massachusetts resident without a bachelor's degree at BCC. Find out more at berkshirecc.edu. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, providing awnings and canopies in Western Mass. Retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sandrini.com.
Radio for people who used to love radio. Welcome back. WTBR.
And now back to the Morning Drive on WTBR-FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
All right, and welcome back. Thank you for coming back to the Morning Drive here on WTBR. We have a couple of different guests here in-house talking about some great upcoming events. We have Jeannie Schackenberg, who is going to talk about a fundraiser for Roots Rising that's coming up in a week from Saturday. And then we have Jesse Miner and Rebecca Hunter here from the Berkshire Dream Center, who are going to talk about a couple of things that we want to get into. They have a pretty cool talent show coming up called Pittsfield's Got Talent. It's going to go up on the 18th, so we've got a lot of information about that. And, of course, the annual gala is coming up in May, so we're going to definitely discuss that and let you know how you can participate in all of that. Before we get into it, let's check back in with the weather here for Berkshire County.
Berkshire weather.
WTBR radar weather for the Pittsfield area. Today, sunny. Night is cool with highs around 60. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Lows in the upper 30s. Southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour in the evening. Tuesday, sunny. Highs in the mid-60s. Southwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Weather forecasts for WTBR-FM are provided by the National Weather Service.
All right, welcome back. So we do have, like I said, a lot of events coming up that we want to talk about. And just a reminder that, you know, I know sometimes people can't, you know, you guys are in commute, you're on your way to work, you're getting your day started. Maybe you can't hear the or sit and listen to the entire broadcast. So if there's something that that you think that you've missed or that you might miss if you're not here to hear all the events that are coming up, you can always revisit this show on video. You can go to pctv.com. You can look up the show. All of our Morning Drive episodes are recorded. They're all there for I don't know how long, but there are quite a few of them. So anything that Bill Sturgeon had done, John, Sean Sear, or Donna Todd Rivers, or Ellen Speer, or Bob Hack, or myself, they're all there. So feel free, go back. If there's something that, that you're not going to be able to stick around for and you want to get this information, just go online and you can see what you might have missed. So, again, we are talking about some upcoming events, all meant to raise money for some great causes here in Berkshire County. And I want to start with Jeannie. Jeannie, you're going to give us a little information about an event that's coming up on the 21st, so a week from this Saturday. Is that right?
That's right. March 21st at the Country Club of Pittsfield. We are having an event in honor of Russell Yanig. And all the proceeds that we collect will go towards Roots Rising and the building of their commercial kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
At the event, which will go from 7 until 11, there'll be entertainment with Mark's Entertainment, which is a casino-style gambling.
A casino night.
Casino out kind of night, yeah. Out on the town, wear your glitter and lucky outfits. And Encore Audio will be there for the karaoke portion. We also have an outpouring of support from so many local restaurants and vendors, exercise facilities.
They all provided like gifts and
so
things for drawings.
For our
and
silent
so forth,
auction, right? Canyon Ranch is giving a two-night stay. Marival is giving a day spa. There is a special gift of two people going out to Nantucket to have a dinner at Nautilus, a two-night stay. At the
so a weekend away.
Yeah, a weekend away with fairies and all.
Uh-huh. When we talk about it being a casino night, right?
Yes.
We want to make sure that everybody knows that this is you're not using real money, right? You get some chips that are worth a certain value, if you will, for the purposes of playing the games throughout the night, and then you can cash in your winnings for those different gifts, or not gifts, but those donations from different businesses, right?
That's
sort of
right.
Like a silent, not a silent auction. There is a silent
there
auction.
There is a silent auction.
But this
auction
is more like you, like a drawing, right?
Yes.
You can put your tokens into different buckets for different items that you're interested in.
That's
is that correct?
Correct, yeah. And so for some of those prizes, we have dinners out with a pairing of a couple of tickets to go to the cinema.
Mm-hmm.
Also have baskets from Berkshire Natural Resources Council and the Audubon Society, Hancock Shaker Village, Mass Mocha. So lots of opportunities to get out there and support these other local businesses as well.
And this is in memory of?
This is in memory of our dear friend Russell Yanig, who is a beloved chef in Nantucket and also throughout Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
He worked at the Country Club of Pittsfield.
Which is where this event is going to be held.
That's right. So they've been so kind as to allowing us to use that space.
And if somebody wants to attend, how do they get tickets for this event?
Yeah, so they can get tickets if they go on to Facebook. There's quite a few people that you can contact. Jen Yanig, Gina Kirchner, Candace Winkler, Susie Cotton, Valerie Lanfair, myself, Jeannie Schnackenberg, Kim Winger.
So these are all folks who are on the committee?
They are on the committee, yes.
So, yeah, so if you're out there and you recognize any of these names and you're interested in going to this event, you can reach out to them directly.
That's right. Right. And then we also made a website, cardsforrussell.com, which will be up on Wednesday, mm-hmm. that you can purchase an Eventbrite ticket mm-hmm. for as well.
Okay, great. And just to make sure everybody understands, the karaoke is not everybody's cup of tea to participate. We all like to watch, right? But that's not a requirement, right?
That's right. It is not a requirement. Right. We'll have a big screen, so if you don't feel like getting up and singing in a microphone, you can always sing along with the person that's already up there.
Yeah. but no, it sounds like a great event, different than a lot of things that are offered sometimes around here in Berkshire County. So it sounds like a fun night. And like we said in the first part of the show, that, you know, being, you know, the latter half of March, it's a nice opportunity to kind of get out of that or shake off that cabin fever a little bit, right?
That's so right. Good night and out. Support Roots Rising and right. their efforts to, you know, bring sustainability in farming right. and allowing, you know, for an opportunity for food entrepreneurs to come in and use their commercial kitchen. Mm-hmm. So when you are doing farmers markets, you need to have all your product from a commercial kitchen. So this could be an opportunity for local people mm-hmm. to, you know, get their delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. Roots Rising.
Delectables out there.
They do a lot of great things in this community and including, of course, you know, they provide food for some of the pantries around here, which mm-hmm. segues us to the Dream Center, which
That's
you
right.
guys have at times been a recipient of that mm-hmm. In a very, you know, this obviously very Berkshire. And another little very Berkshire thing is that mm-hmm. three of us in this room work together at one time or another
yep.
At another place. So it's the Berkshires, right? Mm-hmm. So and that's what's so great about being able to promote things like this event on the 21st, the Cards for Russell. And cards and karaoke, and also the upcoming gala event that's coming up for the Berkshire Dream Center, is that you know, people in Berkshire County really do look out for each other, and we are connected to each other really well. And so it's great when there are these events that not only pull us together to celebrate, but it's always for a great cause for our community at large.
Mm-hmm.
So Rebecca, I know that we talked a little bit about the gala earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to revisit that right next, but I know there's another event that you want to talk about, so let's hear about it.
Sure. So as we were talking about before, that, you know, we're really creating, you know, the Berkshire Dream Center as a community hub for children and teens, and offering programs and events for, you know, all ages. So one thing that's coming up that we're very excited about is called Pittsfield's Got Talent Kids Edition,
mm-hmm.
and it will be a talent show held right at our building at 475 Tyler Street in Pittsfield, and it will be a big time event. And so all children, any child from ages 5 through you know, up to 18, can enter to perform at Pittsfield's Got Talent Kids Edition. And there will be a live panel of judges,
mm-hmm.
and all audience members will also get a vote at the end. And so the top three will be, you know, the prize winners. There'll be, of course, the one child who's awarded, you know, Child of the Year for Pittsfield's Got Talent Kids Edition. And then there'll be the runner-up and the second runner-up. So we're really excited that we're going to be able to offer them some big prizes to get them, you know, really excited and hyped up about being there. And this is also a way for them to showcase a talent or a skill that they may have. So, mm-hmm. of course, whether it's singing or dancing, playing a musical instrument, you know, comedy, you know, really any of those things, acting, that we want, you know, kids to say, yeah, I love doing this. Like, this is something I'm good at. This is something that I work hard at, and I want to show it with other people. It goes along with our, you know, our theme of building up the you know, the next generation to become adults who, you know, can realize their full potential, that can have confidence in themselves and know that they have these skills that they can then take, you know, out into the world and be successful adults. So it's going to be so much fun. The best part about all of our events for across the board is that they're free. So, you know, if we're hosting an event at the facility, whether it's for children or adults, like our normal weekly programs, they're all free. And so that's a great opportunity for people to come take advantage of some of these things where they don't have to worry about the cost involved. So just like we're talking about the, you know, the cards and karaoke coming up. And of course, you know, we have our gala coming up in May, but this is going to be a big night out. So, of course, if you have a child performing, then, you know, you want to bring all the family members. But even if you don't and you just want some good entertainment for the evening or, you know, you have kids and you're looking for something to do, we want you to come. I mean, it's going to be a fun event. It's going to be April 18th at 6:30 p.m. right at our main building on at 475 Tyler Street. And we're going to pack the place.
I'm sure you
will. We're going to pack the place. We, you know, we have our main level and we have our balcony, so we can fit a lot of people in there. And it is like kind of being on the big stage, the sound systems, the lights. I mean, it's going to be right to the top. So we are still taking, you know, performing acts. If you have a child, if you're listening now and you have a child that you think might be interested in performing, definitely give us, you know, a call or an email, and we'll get you all the information that you need to see if you can get your child right on the stage. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, and that's going to be on the 18th of April, right?
Yes.
That event, 6:30 at night. Free event. And when, if somebody wants to, like you said, you're putting the call out now for talent, right?
Yes.
Is there a deadline for that that people need to be mindful of if they wanted to maybe enroll their child?
So we do need all of the acts registered by April 4th.
Okay.
And that is so that way, you know, myself and my team can work to put a lineup together to see, you know, what the different performing acts are, you know, if they're a singing act, a dancing act, whatever it may be. And there will also be a dress rehearsal scheduled the week prior to the event so that everyone can run through, you know, on our stage with our sound system and all that, you know, what their you know, performing act will be.
Sure.
So that's why April 4th will be the deadline to register to perform.
So if you have a child that has a talent that you'd like to give them a chance to participate in this, it's the Pittsfield's Got Talent talent show, right?
Pittsfield's Got Talent Kids Edition.
Kids
That's
edition.
Important.
Kids,
yeah.
It is important.
That is important. And sure, like if they have a talent, but sometimes, you know, I mean, some kids just love to perform. Some kids love being the center of attention. They love getting on stage. And if they, you know, have something that they feel that they want to present to the community, we would love to have them.
Of course. Of course. So, but if you're thinking about that, or you have somebody in mind, then just be mindful that the deadline for registering or at least getting on the lineup is going to be April 4th. So just keep that in your plans, right? Keep that in mind. So then the following that, the next big event that you guys have is going to be your gala, right? And that's going to be in May, right? May 8th?
May 8th.
All right, so let's talk about the gala.
Yeah, so the gala is our biggest fundraising event of the year, and so we're excited to have live entertainment. We're going to have a speaker. We're going to have a caterer do the food for us, and so it's really a special time that we can focus on getting support for what we do and all the programming throughout the year, and just really focus on as Rebecca was saying, the next generation. So we want to bring attention to you know, the kids, and making sure that, you know, they get the support that they need. Mm-hmm. We're excited this year. It's our third one doing it this year. So we're, you know, we have a couple underneath our belt. So we're trying to always make it an experience and do things different. We're always thinking, you know, what can we do better next year? What different element can we add to make it so that people want to keep coming back and want to keep supporting us?
Mm-hmm. And that's going to be at the Berkshire Hills Country Club.
Correct.
On May 8th. And when is there a deadline for buying tickets for that? Is there a cutoff date for that as well?
So right now you can get 10% off up until March 15th.
Okay, so there's a discount through March 15th. All right, and then can you buy tickets right up till the day of, or do you have a time
it's
that you
the week
do?
Before.
Week before. That's reasonable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. So this is your third year with the gala. Mm-hmm. Tickets are available on your website. People can go to your website, which is
BerkshireDreamCenter.org.
Okay, and there they can find a way to purchase those tickets. If somebody's looking to sponsor you, they can also reach out to you that way too. Mm-hmm. All right, and provide any kind of support that they can. Mm-hmm. If you're looking to support the Dream Center at this gala, just go to the website or reach out to Jesse or Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to add too, we mentioned about all of our programming being free, and this is how we're able to do that, is events like the gala. So Jesse said, you know, that this is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And so your support for an event like this helps us to make all of the events that we're talking about, like Pittsfield's Got Talent, Kids Edition, you know, like our Bright Morning Star Kitchen and our market. That's how we're able to offer all of these programs and services completely free to every person that walks through our doors. And we're committed to that. It's important that you should be able to receive what you need and not worry about what the cost is.
Right.
So if you would love to support us, you know that your support in whatever way is going to go directly to our community.
Yeah, thank you for putting that in perspective as to what this is about. Because you do. You guys provide so many services. And, you know, we talk a lot about the things that you do in Morningside because that's your neighborhood. That's where you guys, that's where you're located, right? Mm-hmm. But it is the Berkshire Dream Center. So you do reach out to other locations throughout the county as best you can. Can you talk a little bit about what that looks like?
So one of the ways that we do that is through our mobile food pantry. So we serve about five sites in the city of Pittsfield. And then we have a few sites up in North Adams as well. So we serve both kind of South County and North County as well. So we try to span as much as we can, mostly like Pittsfield and North Adams. Mm-hmm. We've tried reaching out, you know, further south towards Connecticut, but we find more of the needs are Pittsfield and North County.
Sure. But if somebody, you know, you don't have to be in Pittsfield to take advantage of coming in for dinner.
Anyone is welcome to attend from any, you know, they don't have to be a resident of Pittsfield.
No. Nope.
We do get that question fairly often, and anyone can walk in the doors and no questions asked. And honestly, we don't in general even ask them where they live. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a concern to us. Yeah. If they have a need and we can fill it, then we're happy to.
Yeah. And the meals that you serve downstairs it's Bright Morning Star Kitchen, right? What days of the week do you have that available?
So that is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4:30 to 5:30, and then takeout is at from 5:30 to 6.
All right. And we mentioned earlier that is just show up, right? You don't need reservations. Just show up at the door. Come on in. Those are the hours.
Exactly.
And everybody's welcome. And then going back to what you were saying about the theme of the gala being about the next generation, because you are trying to put more of a focus on providing foundational support for the youth. So you're trying to invite them more into the program that you have. At your dinners, the first Tuesday of every month, you have a dinner that has some other theme, youth or child related, right? Like cookie making was last month, and then you've got something coming up.
We call April. It Kids Dinner Night.
Kids Dinner Night, okay.
And it's during our normal dinner service, but we just make that whole night, you know, kid friendly with the meal that's being served. So it's something that kids generally like. And then they get a special dessert that's, you know, just for them. No adults. Mm-hmm. Very important if you're a child. And then they have
a child at heart. No?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
And then they have some activity. Like you just said, this last week we had like a cookie decorating activity. and then next month it'll be face painting. So each month it'll be something different. Nice. And, you know, the best part about coming to dinner, you know, there is you can have, you know, this relaxing experience where you just get let people take care of you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do have a family with and you're a busy parent, maybe working, running around, trying to just keep everything together during the day, why not come and have dinner with us where, you know, we can serve you. You can sit and relax. You get a nice home-cooked, nutritious three-course meal, you know, free of charge. And it also means you don't have to cook or clean up. Mm-hmm. So in my opinion, that's a huge win if, you know, you have a lot going on during the day. And it's a great positive atmosphere and environment for everyone, not just the children.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, it's a, what a great opportunity you have down there for families to come together. And I said before, too, you know, I've been down there myself, and I've seen how welcoming it really is and inviting. It does. It feels like a real night out at the restaurant, which is fantastic. If people, how can people volunteer with the Dream Center?
So if there's anybody that's interested in volunteering on a regular basis, we do run the volunteer orientation the first Tuesday of every month from 6 to 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. And there you kind of go over all of the kind of, you know, etiquette while you're here and kind of learn our systems and our programs. And then you get a tour of the building, kind of see of all, you know, how things run. Once you kind of go through orientation, get you set up with a leader of any particular outreach that you might be interested mm-hmm. in serving in, and then we kind of get you connected that way, and just little by little, you know. Yeah. So, and because a lot of people when they go through orientation, they see all the stuff that we do, and like they're ready to go, you know, head first, and like I'm going to do everything. It's like okay, you know, let's pull right. the reins back a little bit, you know, and just you right. know start small, because that's the one thing is that we can get so excited and you know try and do too much too soon. So we try to yeah. You know want to see people exactly. Yeah. We want to see yeah. people, you know. Do this for years on end, hopefully, right. and you know. So
you're looking for longevity. So
exactly,
find yep. the thing that, as enthusiastic as you might be about helping out with all these programs that you yep. guys offer, kind of pace yourself.
Yep, exactly.
Is what you yep. suggest. Yep. So we've just got a few more minutes left. Jeannie, again, when is the Cards and Karaoke event? So
Cards and Karaoke to honor Russell Yanig and to benefit the Roots Rising is happening on March 21st at the Country Club of Pittsfield. Mm-hmm. And bring your lucky charms and yeah. be ready to have some fun, maybe do yeah. some dancing and singing. Uh-huh. Not required, but we would sure love it. Uh-huh. And tokens will be distributed by the Mark's Entertainment, where we're going to have blackjack and
so a casino
roulette,
night.
Kind of yeah, event. Casino yeah. night, yeah. all sorts of fun stuff, auction mm-hmm. items, silent auction items, and prizes for the tokens at the end.
Yep. So tomorrow, if you want, after tomorrow, you can go to cardsforrussell.com. And that's where you can connect with being able to buy tickets for that.
Correct.
Right? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Sounds like a great
Thanks
event
for having me.
And then with the Berkshire Dream Center, you guys have two big events that you want to promote again. One is the Pittsfield's Got Talent Kids Edition, right? And that is when?
April 18th, mm-hmm. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And it is a talent show for children ages 5 up to 18. Mm-hmm. And if you've ever watched the show America's Got Talent, it's going to be set up very much like that. And we're so excited because this is a big, we're talking about nights out and having things that are fun to do and entertaining. So that's what this is going to be. It's all yeah. about entertainment, not just for kids, but, you know, for their families. And it's 100% free. So if you want to attend, mm-hmm. awesome. If you have a child that would love to perform, then we would love to have them. And the deadline to register for performing is April 4th.
April 4th. And then, of course, you've got your gala, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the big event coming up, and that's your big fundraiser for the year that helps support all of these programs that you guys offer for free. And so how does somebody get a ticket for that?
So they just visit our website at berkshiredreamcenter.org. And again, that's going to be May 8th. 8th, Friday, and we're excited to do our third annual gala this year, so can't wait.
Great. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us today. We've had an awful lot to consider, a lot of great events coming up in the near future in our community here. Again, thanks for joining us here on WTBR. Please keep in your prayers our men and women who are serving overseas, particularly in the Iran war area. And please join us every day. Have a good day.